evening and welcome to the Stu Peters Show. So inflation and injections are the two biggest issues this holiday season. What are Americans talking about at their dinner table? The Ukraine war, CRT, transgenderism. I mean, the list goes on. But even if the press isn't talking much about it, the U.S.-Mexico border remains a nation-destroying disaster. As bad as this country is getting, it's still a better place to be than a lot of other countries. Especially when this uniparty of globalist criminals will hand you everything that you want for free when you get here. So in the past year, more than 2 million people have poured over the U.S.-Mexico border, and that number keeps going up. Nikki Jones is an angel wife. An illegal immigrant killed her husband in a hit-and-run car crash in 2019, leaving her as a single mother to a 2-year-old and a 6-month-old. The man who killed Nikki's husband was first caught with multiple IDs in 2007. In 2013, he had a DUI, then another DUI in 2017, then a crash causing property damage in 2018, then in 2019, driving without a license. But through all of this, this criminal illegal alien stayed here in America. Because this tyrannical uniparty finds it politically useful to import the rest of the third world and bring them in as long as they are going to be obedient to the regime. Nikki joins us now. Thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Hi, thank you for having me on.
So this is, by and large, one of the most disastrous policies that this country has ever seen, and it's leading to real deaths. It's changing and destroying people's lives.
Absolutely. I know several cases just locally where illegal aliens have destroyed families, not just mine. But with my case, he had interaction with law enforcement 4 times before killing my husband. You know, this isn't fair to the American people. My husband even served 20 years in the military. He was retired for 1.5 years. Just to be killed by an illegal alien. I've been trying to speak out, trying to write politicians, just to see what we can get done from state level to federal level.
What has been the reaction from these, quote, politicians that you're reaching out to?
Federal level does not respond to me. State levels, senators, congressmen, even Governor DeSantis did reach out. But it's kind of like a rock and hard place at state level right now, because illegal immigration is a federal issue.
But is it though? Because the states do have their own laws. The states' constitutions do supersede the federal government. They can tell the federal government to F off and do whatever they want with their states. I mean, Governor DeSantis, along with your legislature there, has the absolute authority to track down and arrest, using state law enforcement, criminal illegals that are here in this country.
You know, and I was asking questions about that to the law enforcement, and I couldn't understand when they interacted and they knew somebody was illegal, why they didn't just hold them for 48 hours and call ICE. But what I was told was basically, especially like DUIs, such as like my case, ICE is overwhelmed, so they're probably not going to be able to come within 48 hours. So they just release them back onto U.S. soil.
You know, the thing that bothers me the most is you have these constructs called left and right, liberal and conservative, Democrat and Republican, but we have a uniparty here. I mean, we have a globalist uniparty, a government that's been hijacked and seized and being held hostage right now. The problem is that those that are playing the role of the Democrat are saying, no, these are really good people that are coming into this country, and they should be allowed to come here and seek a better future and a better life for their family. And then you have so-called Republicans, the people that are faking like they're conservatives and putting America first, that are saying absolutely nothing about it. I mean, how frustrating is that?
It's very frustrating. But, you know, recently, Nancy Pelosi, the guy that attacked her husband, is an illegal alien from Canada, you know? So their policies, maybe now that something is happening on that end, not just us regular citizens, maybe they'll take a look back at their border policies.
Yeah, since a criminal illegal piece of trash left you a single mother and took away, I mean, half of your life, essentially. I mean, your whole life has changed forever. I'm sure that you've done a whole lot of research on this. So who is it that this country is allowing in here? Is it the worst trash of the third world, or are these upstanding citizens?
I don't believe upstanding citizens are fleeing here illegally.
Yeah, I mean, how many unaccompanied children are being flown to the interior of our country? How many people are being handed these manila envelopes and then they get on planes flown by United Airlines, American Airlines? They get on buses in the middle of the night. They're on government unmarked airplanes being flown all over the interior of our country. These people are bringing in fentanyl. They're trafficking children. They're participating in human and child sex trafficking. They're bringing in heroin and meth. They are convicted gangbangers, MS-13. They are rapists. They are murderers. And then there are terrorists from other countries that are adversaries to the United States that see that border as a weak entry point, basically just wide open. Biden sits up from wherever he is on his fake Hollywood movie set, pretending to be in the White House, and says things like, the border is under control. To him, what would you say?
I would say it's definitely not under control. You know, they actually need to probably go down there, which since they've been in office, you know, like I think at one point Kamala tried to say she was down there at one point, but she was nowhere close to ground zero of the border.
Yeah, she laughed. She laughed at the reporter who asked, are you planning to go down there? I mean, there are caravans of people just walking into our country. Are you planning to go down there? And she cackled like an idiot and laughed and said, maybe someday. I mean, this is absolutely insane. This is the number one bankrupting event that's happening in our country as well. All these people get everything for free. Oftentimes, they live better than the average blue-collared American hardworking, you know, citizen of this country who was born here and who is supposed to be afforded the rights that our Constitution lays out. Clearly, those things have been stomped on and stifled, and we have no more country here. I mean, how can we be a serious country if we don't have borders?
Yeah, and it does, it like makes me feel like somebody hit me in the gut every time you turn on the TV and they talk about the humanitarian crisis. And also like when I think it was right after Biden came into office, he wanted to find illegal aliens and give each of them $450,000. What about your own Americans and your families that were destroyed by illegal aliens? That's what I want to know.
You're at the top of our mind, but unfortunately, you're not at the top of the mind of these uniparty globalist elitists that pretend to run for office and they have campaigns that promise the world and then they get there and all they care about is enriching and empowering themselves. It is a sick and twisted, demonic place, that Washington, D.C. It snatches the soul right out of anybody who originally had good intent when they got there. I think the only one that's in Washington, D.C. that still has a backbone and the testicular fortitude to talk about any of this is Paul Gosar, which is why this program supports him so tremendously. Nikki Jones, thank you so much for being here. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Of course. You know, this is the pivotal conversation that we need to be having in this country. States executives, governors all over this country need to empower their state police, their county sheriffs. The buck stops with your elected sheriff. Constitutional sheriffs should be employing their personnel to be detaining these people and holding them and charging them with a crime. It is illegal to be here in this country. If I were running the ship right now, we would have a complete immigration moratorium. Mass deportations would be taking place. More of the Stu Peters Show next. Stick around. Heart of a lion, fire inside me, blaze like a siren. Why would you try it? Wake up the beast, no, I can't keep silent. I put my time in, now it's my time, your time is expiring. Blood, sweat, and tears, I conquered my fears, I'm ready to fly now.
For the first time in a millennia, a famine of biblical proportion is hitting the earth, and it's by design. War has created scarcity. Fertilizer production has been wiped out.
The price of fertilizer is up 128%.
Food processing plants are exploding. Herds of cows are being massacred and buried.
This is a very abnormal event.
The Great Reset demons have created the crisis, but a generation of great resistors following King Jesus have the solution.
HeavensHarvest.com. Get there right now.
Prepare for the worst by trusting the best. HeavensHarvest.com has a delicious plan to conquer starvation. It's real food, high quality, tastes great.
It's actually really good.
Trust Heaven's Harvest today. Order food for the year and a bucket of heirloom seeds. Affordable, available, ready for the fight ahead. Heaven'sHarvest.com.
You know who we are and what we're about. We're about preparing for the inevitable. We know what's coming, the great financial reset, the reset of all electronic banking systems, checking accounts, savings accounts, retirement accounts, 401ks, pensions, all the way down to zero. Reset you to zero and steal everything that you have worked hard to earn and even harder to save. Protect yourself. Gold and silver from GoldCo. 855-706-GOLD. Call GoldCo today. 855-706-GOLD. When you call GoldCo and you mention Stu Peters, you'll get up to $10,000. $10,000 in free silver. Call GoldCo today. Protect yourself from this hyperinflation, government theft, criminal taxation, forever wars, funding our own demise with these bioweapon poisonous injections. If we stop funding them, they stop making them. GoldCo, call them today. 855-706-GOLD. Again, 855-706-GOLD. Welcome back. So there was an absolutely unbelievable article in the Atlantic magazine the other day. Odds are pretty good you've probably already heard about it. The piece is by Emily Oster, and it's titled, quote, "Let's Have a Pandemic Amnesty." Quote, "Getting COVID policies right had a hefty element of luck. And similarly, getting something wrong wasn't a moral failing. Treating pandemic choices as a scorecard on which some people racked up more points than others is preventing us from moving forward. We have to put these fights aside and declare a pandemic amnesty." Amnesty. She continues, quote, "We can leave out the willful purveyors of actual misinformation while forgiving the hard calls that people had no choice but to make with imperfect knowledge. Los Angeles County closed its beaches in summer of 2020. Ex post facto, this makes no more sense than my family's masked hiking trips, but we need to learn from our mistakes and then let them go." Unquote. So a few things here. First, no, this wasn't about luck. It was about who believed in freedom and individual choice and who was a petty tyrant or a hysteric. Period. The people who understood that we had to live with COVID were obviously correct from the very beginning. The people who thought COVID justified closing every business in America and arresting people who went outside were wrong. And they were evil. Secondly, Oster doesn't even mean what she's saying at all. She says she wants a, quote, "amnesty." But then, shocker, purveyors of misinformation are excluded. In other words, the people that she dislikes the most should still be punished. Only people like her get the amnesty. And really, this isn't an actual request for amnesty at all. Oster isn't begging for mercy. This is really just an announcement. It's announcing that Oster and her ilk are declaring a unilateral amnesty for themselves. And if you protest against this, then you're allied with Nazis and the alt-right. This isn't asking for amnesty. It's ordering you to sit down and shut up and telling you that from now on, complaining about the crime of lockdowns and school closures and murderous vax mandates won't be tolerated. Give them all the power back right now. Well, we're not playing along. We will never forget what they have done. They psychologically abused, tortured children with literally suffocating mask mandates. Teacher unions shut down schools. Governors and public health officials trapped our elderly in nursing home death traps. Liberals collecting a guaranteed government paycheck shut down struggling businesses forever, deliberately. They kept ruining businesses and lives for months, even a year after it was 100% obvious that none of it was necessary or helpful. I'm sorry. Oster is right about one thing. She and her friends do need amnesty, but we should never give them one. Monica Matthews hosts the show Life, Love, and Liberty, and she joins us now. Monica, thank you so much for being here. So they know that accountability is coming, and they want an exemption pass from that accountability.
Sure. Yeah, so and thank you for having me, Sue. So I just polled my Twitter audience, and I think we're up to about 1,000 people so far have taken the survey as to whether or not amnesty should happen, should not happen, or hell no, it should never happen. And we are about 89% hell no, it should never happen. So the American people, and my audience is not any more alt-right than yours is, but sane, constitutionally minded, law-abiding Americans who understand their inalienable rights are standing to say, no, amnesty's not going to fly. We get it. But Stu, here's the thing. It's really important to make the distinction between this is not, I don't want to make this a right and left conversation. Because I saw much of the church, and as a minister, this is something that really bothers me. I saw a lot of the church capitulate, placate. Everybody wants to see Jesus, just not today, and certainly not through COVID. And so everyone's lined up to take their shots or to wear their masks, went completely against science altogether. Didn't know who to believe, much less their own Bibles that tell you, you know, be happy, a joyful spirit is the best immune system possible. We have a great physician. Keep your peace about yourself. Be sober-minded. Be vigilant. You have an enemy who works through all kinds of powers and principalities and wickedness in high places that clearly flesh out here in the earth. And so the word has told us to take our peace. Well, we didn't. We shut our own churches down. We capitulated. We used the scriptures to actually beat the crap out of each other and to guilt families and to ostracize children. So that happened on both the right and the left. So amnesty should not be confused with forgiveness. I cannot stress that enough. They are mutually exclusive. So justice is something that has to prevail. Otherwise, this society will continue to break down due to what scriptures refer to as a hardness of heart. Where there's no justice, where there's complete lawlessness, men's hearts will wax cold. That is going to continue to perpetuate the societal breakdown that we see happening now, in part due to COVID, and in part due to the fact that as a society that proclaims Christianity, I think we've been found wanting in that area, and this is just one way.
Yeah. Amnesty and forgiveness and accountability all kind of go together, though, actually. Just because I forgive Tony Fauci because that's what God commands me to do does not mean that I don't think if found guilty of crimes against humanity, he shouldn't swing from the end of a noose somewhere.
So I see it as mutually, it can be mutually exclusive, okay? Because you can forgive someone and still want justice. These guys are asking for you to forgive and go against any form of justice, right? Because that they understand what's coming. They understand the justice is right here. We're on the eve of justice breaking forth for a lot of people, not just Anthony Fauci. And so with that, it's kind of like a CYA campaign to come on, guys. Oh, shucks, we shouldn't hold our past against us, should we? But these are the same people who will not allow us to move forward from slavery. Right? We can't forget that and move forward, nor should we forget, but we should be able to move forward, right? Well, these guys want to forget and forgive and lock arms and sing kumbaya to move forward. And the rest of us are like, no, that's not how that works. Millions of people out of jobs, millions of people couldn't see their loved ones when they died. Millions of old people died by themselves, literally like animals in a detention center. It was unbelievable. Our children with learning disabilities, our crime rates are through the roof. People are still jobless. No, we can forgive. We're definitely not going to forget, but forgiveness is a matter of the heart. And it is a moral imperative for justice to prevail as much as it is imperative for us to really check our hearts and make sure that we are forgiving those who have egregiously sinned against this country.
Full disclosure here, Monica and I are personal friends. We talk, you know, not as often as we probably should or as often as I would like to. But I've told you before, I argue with Jesus about my anger on a daily basis. I mean, this stuff pisses me off. And when I hear Oster talk about amnesty, all I can think about is what they have done to us. All I can think about is how they marched our loved ones into hospitals and elderly care facilities and separated them from their families and wrapped them in plastic and bubble paper and put them on poisonous remdesivir that failed an Ebola trial and put them on ventilators and murdered them for money. Then they billed these insurance companies hundreds of thousands of dollars for quote unquote COVID deaths, whatever COVID is, while they raked in the cash and ripped off insurance companies while our insurance rates continue to go up. All I can think about is these kids sitting in these classrooms with multiple masks over their face, ruining a complete generation. They didn't have the inner interaction that they needed. They couldn't see the smiles or the expression on their teachers' faces or on the faces of their peers. Their own families marched them to the front of the line to get injected with this bioweapon that we've now found all kinds of nefarious crap inside of that is causing infertility and causing people to be sterile. We may have wiped out a complete generation. You know, Lieutenant Colonel Teresa Long, flight surgeon with the United States Army Fort Rucker, said in one of the excerpts from Died Suddenly, every time I see a newborn baby, I drink it in because, you know, I feel like we're approaching an age where we will no longer see this or it'll be a rarity.
Sure.
Because so many people have taken this. These are the people, Auster and her ilk, are the people who forced us, coerced us, damned us if we didn't get this shot. They told us from the pulpit, pastors, fake false teachers, that it was the loving thing to do to go get this injection and to stay away from your grandparents and for their safety that you should mask yourself with oxygen-inhibiting Sharia face muzzles in the United States.
Right.
And now they want to run away from it.
Right. So I always tell people there's a fine line between revenge and justice. And one of the reasons why I call you as my friend and others who consult with me on ministerial issues and how do I deal with this? I've been wronged. The injustice is egregious. And like you said, 99% of the people, and I dare say 99% of our audiences for sure feel this way. Okay. But if you're going to move forward and you're going to seek justice, not, but, and if you're going to move forward and seek justice, you're going to have to be sober-minded about it. And you're going to have to call people and encourage people to be sober-minded about what happened. And the facts speak for themselves. The truth speaks for itself. So the truth goes before us and defends us in this, and the truth goes behind us and defends us in this. So to me, it's important for people to not, because here's what happens, Stu. People get either completely sideswiped by anger and feelings to the point where they're just exhausted because they don't see the justice coming or fast enough. And so that becomes another inhibitor. It becomes another demoralizing factor, which is what the left honestly is very good at doing, getting people very fluffed up over things and then accusing you of what they're doing, like good narcissists do with the gaslighting. But it's important for people to be factual about what's happened, to continue to tune into your show, watch your documentaries. I have not covered COVID to the extent that you have, and thank God you have, and others have as well. It's important to continue to accumulate those facts so that you can hold those people accountable, not only through your state legislatures to put things in place to make sure this never happens again, whether it's through an emergency use authorization, whatever it is legally that you and your communities need to coalesce around sober-mindedly, you actually can take them to task with lawfare and do it extremely tactically and strategically without being so crazed about it that you don't have an actual plan in place to overcome this. So I encourage people to feel what you're feeling. That is very important. Otherwise, you just become this, you know, flaccid thing that is really of no use to anyone, but also channel that anger and be careful about the condition of your own heart, not to stay trapped in resentment. Because here's the thing. Some people really are asking for forgiveness, too.
And
they're not.
That's
yeah,
fine.
They're not asking for amnesty. So family members who are like, hey, man, we sucked and we were totally wrong and we are sorry. I want to encourage people to keep their hearts open to that. But these people who have become institutionalized, who have made a living off of deceit, should 1000% be held accountable.
Don't self-censor either, though. Don't back off. If the people want to come forward and admit that they were wrong, because there's a minority of people that are doing that, let's just be honest.
Sure.
These people are egotistical narcissists, like you alluded to. If they actually want to come forward and say, you know what, we got it wrong, we were sorry, and it will never happen again, and beg for forgiveness, I believe that it should be given. But when you have rapists and murderers locked up in prison, I bet if you go to the prison, a lot of them will say they're sorry and beg for forgiveness. That doesn't mean that we should just let them all out and forget about what they've done. I think accountability is huge. And I don't think that anybody should silence their voice in moving steadfastly towards that accountability. We have to put the pressure on right now because we're winning. We are winning. And you can't change what's going to happen. It's biblically prophesied. God told us exactly what's going to happen. We can't stop it. But he does command us to pick up the sword and fight while we're here. And the fight is on. We are at war. Monica Matthews, thank you so much. We appreciate it. God bless you.
Thanks for having me. Bless you too.
These are the people who have lied to us, not just over the last 2 years with COVID. These are the people who have been lying to us for decades. These are the people who have been spying on us. These are the people who have been pushing neurotoxins on your kids with an ADHD diagnosis. These are the people who have been passing out prescription antidepressants. These are the people who have been passing out painkillers. These are the people who have been encouraging opioid addiction. These are the people who have your borders wide open as criminal illegal aliens are killing you and your families. And they're cheering it on. Now they want amnesty. Unbelievable. No, stay away from the neurotoxins and big pharma. Get the sleep that you need. Handle the stress and anxiety. Combat low mood. Combat an early grave. Have the appropriate types and the right amounts of magnesium in your body. Did you know that 75% of Americans suffer from a magnesium deficiency? It's a big deal. It's killing people. Go do the research yourself. I always encourage that. Do it at magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Go to magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. We just had Bioptimizers on the program. They were talking about how other magnesium supplements are actually laxatives. You would never knowingly take a laxative before you start your workday. That would be a terrible day. Absolutely awful day. Magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Magnesium Breakthrough has the 7 most appropriate types, the critical types of magnesium, and they're the exact right amounts to help you combat stress and anxiety. Who isn't dealing with stress and anxiety? But more importantly, to lead to low mood or depression or sleepless nights in an early grave. Combat that right now. Go to magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Again, magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Everything that the world has told you is completely upside down, especially when it comes to your health. People avoid chocolate because they think they're going to get fat or they're going to get acne or oily skin or it's bad for your health. No, earthechofoods.com. Go to earthechofoods.com right now and enjoy rich, decadent, and creamy chocolate with all of the health benefits that are provided by originating with organic cocoa beans, naturally kissed by the sun. They add turmeric and MCT oil and sea salt and cracked pepper. It is perfect. It's good for your health. Actually reduces inflammation. Makes you feel the best that you've ever felt. Plus, it tastes unbelievably great. earthechofoods.com right now. Go to earthechofoods.com. Welcome back. So Richard Hirschman is an embalmer. We've had him on the show several times before to discuss some of the strange thing that he has seen in the bodies of COVID victims that he's handled. But Richard is about to get a much higher profile as he's going to play a big role in our upcoming Died Suddenly documentary. He'll talk about the bizarre long white fibrous clots that he's seen in the bodies of those who died after getting these COVID shots. And he'll also talk more generally about the increase in sudden premature deaths that he's seen in his line of work. Richard Hirschman joins us now. Thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here.
Thank you, Steve.
In the trailer for Died Suddenly, you say that you have gone to other embalmers and said, have you ever seen anything like this? And they say, no, we've never seen anything like this before. How many embalmers have you spoken to and from where that are seeing the things that you're seeing and how concerned are they?
Yes, the in the beginning, prior to me ever talking with Dr. Jane Reby, I did reach out to the people that are around me in my local area, and they'd never seen anything. But since then, I've had embalmers contact me from Canada, from Colorado, Indiana, Missouri, Mississippi, a number of different states, all saying the same thing, including another one in New Zealand, and of course John O'Looney in the UK as well. So they have been seeing these things, and it's almost always the exact same story since basically sometime last year, early last year, is when they started noticing these.
You know, so Died Suddenly is kind of a phenomenon, and I think we use that word because it's unexpected, it's abrupt. It's somebody that was otherwise in good health, somebody that you didn't expect to die, right? I mean, that's what Died Suddenly means to me. Would you agree that that's what Died Suddenly means?
Yes, and the thing that's interesting is the idea of somebody dying suddenly is something that's been around for a long time that has happened, but it's so rare. It's not normal that we have so many people that are collapsing and dying unexpectedly.
Yeah.
Most people that die are usually in a hospital situation, in a nursing home, or on some kind of hospice care.
Yeah, and they have symptoms, right? I mean, this is like not a surprise to the family. He fought long and hard against the cancer diagnosis. He had liver failure. We were dealing with it. You know, after years of dialysis, John passed away. You know, we'll miss him a lot. He leaves behind so-and-so, but Died Suddenly is something that's completely different. These people are not symptomatic. They're just walking around like ticking time bombs and they have no idea what's about to happen. So are you finding that a lot of these people, because there's over 5 billion people injected, Is it possible that all of them, that there's 5 billion people walking around as ticking time bombs, just waiting to die suddenly, and they have no idea?
Well, I hope that that isn't the case. My fear is that you're absolutely right. But, you know, there's been people that talk about the different types of vaccines that are out there, different doses. Some are more lethal than others. I hope that's true, because that would be a glimmer of hope. But we honestly, I have no idea. It's possible that we could be ticking time bombs, but we don't know. But we got to get to the bottom of this and figure it out.
Yeah.
Other than these vaccines have to stop.
Oh, 100%. I agree with that completely. A complete vaccine moratorium, incinerate the entire supply, and arrest the people responsible for pushing them, period.
Yes. And because they keep pushing them, makes me feel like they're doing it on purpose.
It can't be anything else.
You've seen on different articles, how many times we're reading articles of people that are having these sudden heart attacks or strokes, and they talk about blood clots. Blood clots are all over. What I have been trying to say for so long is, when I see these in the papers, you know, unexpected blood clots, and I'm seeing these white fibrous clots, these are not normal blood clots. They're not normal. And a doctor's not going to see it. Only we embalmers are going to see it, or a pathologist may see them when they open the body up. But they're not typical clots.
What else other than these? I mean, these things look like aliens. I mean, you take them out, you know, there's the famous picture that you originally had released here. We now have vials of them that I've personally put my hands on in your presence. Our documentary crew was there. They saw all of these things. I mean, these are real. They are coming out of people's bodies. It is absolutely horrifying what these people have done to themselves, because they have been pushed, they have been lied to, they have been coerced, they've been manipulated, they've been threatened, they've been, in some cases, held down. This is crimes against humanity. Other than these alien-looking, horrific, white fibrous clots that you're pulling out of people, what else are you noticing? For example, in the blood.
Yeah, in the blood, sometimes the blood looks dirty. It looks like it has grains of sand flowing through the blood as I'm draining the blood from the drain tube. Sometimes it looks stringy, like there's like the blood is connected with like long pieces of like spider web. They're held together, something like holding it together in strands, as opposed to just a typical piece of blood that's clotted, which is kind of like a chunk of grape jelly that, when you try to manipulate it, it just simply dissolves in your hand or falls apart and then, you know, easily rinses out of your hand. It's really hard to hold on to.
So what are you anticipating is going to happen to people who have this dirty blood? I mean, we're not supposed to have dirty blood.
Well, I think the problem, like with one of the doctors, Dr. Ken Thorpe, which is a radiologist, who's actually the brother of Dr. Jim Thorpe, his concern was with these smaller clots, these microclots, is that these clots are going to end up restricting blood flow from different parts of your body, which is going to starve it of oxygen and nutrients. And so it's going to cause long-term health issues. And like Ryan Cole said once before, with these clots, which we all have blood clots from time to time in our bodies, it's part of a natural thing. But you're going to be fine. Sometimes these clots will go undetected until it's too late. So hopefully you have symptoms and you go and you try to get checked out and they can do something to try to dissolve these clots. But because these clots are so different, you know, I don't know if regular medicine is going to take care of some of them.
What do they look like to you? What do you think these things are?
To me, it looks like some kind of a fibrous tissue. It feels like John O'Looney says, it almost feels like calamari. I heard another embalmer up in Canada said it reminds her of like, if you take a piece of bubble gum that you've been chewing on out of your mouth, it has that kind of texture to it.
These are not supposed to be in the human body. How long have you been an embalmer?
Probably 21 years now.
And
21 years.
This is the first time since the rollout of these shots that you've ever seen anything like this.
I've not seen anything like this prior to last year, prior to 2021.
Can you think of anything else that might be causing this?
Well, I have no idea.
Climate change? Could climate change be doing it, maybe?
I don't think so. But there are some people that speculate, you know, it has something to do with the spike protein that's out there causing all this inflammation. But, you know, whether you're getting it from natural infection of COVID, which I doubt, but the injections, which is loading your body with spike proteins and supposedly having your body make even more of them, is only making the situation worse.
Yeah, I agree with your sentiment. These shots need to be stopped immediately. Indict, try, and then fry those that are convicted of the crimes against humanity that they have perpetuated on this world. For you coming forward and being a part of this documentary, I just can't thank you enough, because we know that other embalmers are seeing this. As per your testimony, you're getting calls from all over the place. Not everybody has the testicular fortitude, quite frankly, to come forward and do what you're doing right out in the wide open, not protecting your anonymity, trying to help humanity. And for that, billions of people, I'm sure, are behind you and extremely grateful. That film, Died Suddenly, is coming exclusively to StuPeters.com. It will premiere only at StuPeters.com November 21st, Monday, November 21st at 5 p.m. Eastern. Absolutely do not miss it. This is the documentary event of our generation. Richard Hirschman, thank you so much. God bless you.
Thank you, Steve.
The boosters are killing millions.
Shut up, vaccine sensitivity.
A vaccine holocaust has begun.
We are seeing right now the highest death rates we have ever seen in the history of this business.
The vaccinated have chronic COVID.
Hey, folks, guess you heard. This morning I tested positive for COVID. But I've been double vaccinated, double boosted.
They're drowning in bioweapons sludge, and gay people are taking doggy style to the extreme. But a generation of patriots are standing back and standing by. Christopher Key is leading the revolution.
Good morning, America!
Temple, that's why they're poisonous with the water, the food, the supplements.
Confronting corrupt corporations through peaceful protest and righteous resistance. Visit vaccine-police.com to stay informed on pure blood survival and products to keep your loved ones safe. Vaccine-police.com.
This show has been early in its reporting of all of these things. Vindicated time after time, day after day, month after month. Things that we were reporting on 15 months ago are now being reported by others as if it's brand new information. People now want to play journalist. Well, you know what? We're not going to down those people. We're not at all. We welcome everyone to get on the truth train and spread that truth as far and wide as possible. We hope everybody decides that they want to be a real journalist now. One of the other things that you'll find we have been right about is the use of CBD to naturally treat joint pain, muscle pain, ligament pain, migraine headaches, allergies. There are people online reporting positive results for using CBD for Parkinson's disease, kids with ADHD, overall stress and anxiety. My CBD company is Curable. It's based right here in my home state of Minnesota. All the hemp is sourced right from the ground here in Minnesota. It's a family-owned business. And plus, you get 20% off because you're here and you're part of the Stu Crew. Site-wide, all the creams, all the balms, all the cooling roll-ons, all the dry sprays, all the oils, 20% off from a family-owned business where all of the hemp is sourced right here in my home state of Minnesota. Go to Curable.com. That's K-U-R-I-B-L.com. Go to Curable.com. Use promo code STU for 20% off at Curable.com. We're going to be mentioning this each day for the next several weeks. Just over 2 weeks from now, on Friday, November 18th, we will no longer exclusively be live streaming this program on Rumble. We've talked a lot about the importance of building up our own institutions and making it so that we aren't dependent on anybody else, so that nobody can cancel us. And for us, bringing our broadcast entirely under our own umbrella is a way to do that. Now, you'll still see clips on Rumble and everywhere else that we're allowed to post them, but our live shows will exclusively be on the Stu Peters Network at StuPeters.com. So starting on Monday, the 21st, you'll have to go there to see our live segments with guests like Karen Kingston. Karen is with us today to talk about mRNA vaccine technology, which she says contains electronic devices that make them technically not vaccines at all. Karen, haven't we kind of known that these aren't vaccines at all? What are we saying?
We have known that they're not vaccines at all, but what I'm saying is that if you actually go into the documents that Pfizer submitted to the FDA, and you look at how they're classified by the Centers of Device and Radiological Health, they're calling smart devices lipids. They're calling toxins that are used in labs to genetically engineer new species and viruses, vaccines and lipids. So what's happened is everything's been a lie, Stu. I mean, they're calling the SARS-CoV-2 virus, right? Well, they're basically calling an AI bioweapon a SARS-CoV-2 virus and its variants. They're calling smart devices lipids. And by the way, if you read through BioNTech's investors' presentation, they call humanity a disease.
We've known that.
What's important too is that what no one understands, the big picture here is no one asked exactly how does mRNA work. And you know, my latest Substack was, you know, let's not yada 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 this important detail anymore. You know, everyone says, oh, well, it gets into the cell and then it produces the spike protein. Well, how did it get into the cell? That's what everyone skipped over. It can't get into the cell unless it has a cationic charge. And that's casually been mentioned by Dr. Malone. And they say it gets into the cell because it's in a lipid. Well, here's the thing. No lipid, which is a cholesterol, which is a fat, can actually host a positive charge. And I want to quote, here's this researcher out of British Columbia, Peter Cullis says, and this is in my Substack, it was in Chemical and Engineering News, there are no cationic lipids in nature, and we knew we couldn't use permanently positively charged lipids because they are so damn toxic. They're calling smart technology a lipid. And if you don't believe me, this is how they created the vaccines. This is the publication from Ralph Baric, which was published in 2016, about how he made the SARS-CoV-2 virus enter into a cell, create the spike protein, and then he talks about how he further weaponized the spike protein. So what's the SARS-CoV-2 virus? When I call it an mRNA virus, just to be clear to some of your fans, what I mean is that it is a chimerically created virus that use the mRNA technology to then infect a cell and then create a single helix RNA virus that's completely unstable in and of itself. That's what I mean. What did Ralph Baric say about how he invented it? Verbatim out of his publication, we designed and synthesized a full-length infectious clone of the Wuhan Institute of Virology coronavirus, that's SARS-CoV-2, and electrocorporated into cells to rescue replication-competent progeny. That's the spike protein. And then they weaponized it. Electrocorporated. These can't get into cells without a process called electrophoresis. That literally means you need to conduct an electromagnetic field in your body to split the helixes of DNA or RNA in order to do the mRNA gene editing.
So how are people getting sick?
These are not vaccines. What?
How are people getting sick?
They're infected. They're inoculated with a smart technology that's going into their cells and doing gene editing. It's producing viruses inside the cells.
So you're talking about specifically people who've been injected. I'm talking about the thing that the COVID-19, whatever this thing is. How are people getting sick? How is it that I was sick with whatever, losing my taste and smell, all the things that are just like nothing that I've ever experienced before. Somebody comes over to my house a little bit too early. The next few days, all of a sudden they have all of the same symptoms. How is that happening?
Because the lipid nanoparticle technology is nanotechnology. So it's an AI bioweapon. It's literally it's an AI bio neuroweapon.
So, but it's not a virus that's going from one person to another, right? So if I'm sneezing or coughing, none of that makes a damn bit of a difference, right? So how is this going from one person to another? Is it shedding? Is it crawling?
The primary way is what we've talked about on your show. There's aerosol attacks. So we're being sprayed down with these artificial intelligent bioweapons that have parasitic tendencies that are hijacking our immune systems and our central nervous system. That's why long COVID is defined as brain fog, okay? So there's aerosol attacks. It can be contaminated in the food. And people like you and I can be targeted. You can actually have someone hold your hand and actually give you what they call a tattoo or a tick. And you can be inoculated with that technology, which is uses a viper tooth technology. So these are bioweapons. And here, I've gone through this on my Substack. Everyone's like, this sounds crazy. Look up James Giordano, G James Giordano is a professor of neuroethics, ironically, out of Georgetown University. He was an advisor to Obama beginning in 2008. They launched the Brain Initiative in 2013. They added billions and billions of funding in 2016. And what does he talk about if you go to his website? He talks about the fact that there are neuroweapons that they have created, nanotechnology. He even says, I can create a pandemic of the worried well by attacking key individuals in certain communities using nanotechnology and making them sick but not dead, and then use the media to then create a crisis. He's like, I just need to infect about 24 people to shut down an entire nation. But he also states that this technology is so deadly that they're just like in healthcare, there's congresses, like there's the American Medical Association, but there's global congresses. Well, there's global congresses for chemical and bioweapon warfare. And this AI technology, per James Giordano, is so deadly and so grossly unethical, it goes against the laws of chemical and biological warfare. But he says, look, if we could do it under routine medical experimentation with a private partner, you know, where they have to protect their intellectual property, then we're not necessarily doing anything illegal and we don't have to be transparent about it. What James Giordano didn't plan on was a biotech analyst who knows how to find this information. I had to go back to a publication from 1992 out of the Salk Institute in La Jolla here, California, to find the original methodologies of this mRNA technology and how it works. And what that title of that publication is, Problems and Prospects in the Theory of Gel Electrophoresis of DNA. This is the original documentations of mRNA technology. It's how, and it wasn't to save humanity, it was how they could rewrite DNA. These researchers were playing God. If you go back to the Wayback Machine, when this stuff was originally invented, it was called, how do we create electromagnetic currents in cells in order to rewrite the DNA?
Oh, so I'm sure Dr. Malone's name's all over that, right?
I couldn't find him in any of the documentation from the Salk Institute, but I haven't looked at what he has on his website in all disclosure. I haven't looked at his work. So what happens in any field, I work in the field. When you want to control people's perspectives, you start rewriting the language. I understand this. That's why I went back to the 1990s to the Salk Institute, because they've taken out the whole electrophoresis process, or it's casually mentioned as a cationic lipid. But it would have been helpful if Dr. Malone had told us no lipids in nature can actually host an electronic charge. Therefore, there must be some kind of device or technology in this. He is our expert. He is, in essence, our Fauci, right? They have, the left has, the people that believe in the vaccines, they have Fauci. Us anti-vaxxers, we have Dr. Malone. He could have told us that there was smart technology in the injections, and that's the only way you can get mRNA into a cell. That would have been helpful.
I agree.
Yeah.
Did he invent them or not?
I have no opinion on that. I have no evidence. There is nothing that I haven't seen Dr. Malone's name in any of the patents. I haven't seen it in any of these papers. But that does, there's thousands and thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions of publications. So I don't have an opinion. I have no opinion on that, you know. And you know, the first person has to be Dr. Martin, because Dr. Martin has invented some kind of search engine where he can see duplicate patents and research. And so he can find patents within patents or when they've been duplicated. And that's not something, that's proprietary technology, I believe. That's not something, you know, the way I do this is old school. I actually have to read the stuff, you know, or do a word search in a patent using a...
Wondering, so like somebody who knows that this is the case, why wouldn't they come out and tell the world that this has smart technology in it, that it's dealing with electromagnetic fields? Why wouldn't they do that?
So again, I'm going to go back to my original Substack. Why would someone lie about the FDA approval of Pfizer, right? And someone's like, you can't call someone a liar. Well, in a court of law, it would be called perjury. So why would someone perjure themselves about the FDA approval of Pfizer, other than to convince people that they have no power or authority against Pfizer and to protect Pfizer? So why would someone not tell us? So one, we have someone who's not telling us that the FDA approval happened, which means the EUA shield was completely broken and now it's fair game. And two, these aren't vaccines. They're medical devices. So they can immediately be kicked off the vaccine schedule, okay? And the lawsuits can start pouring in. The lawsuit to start a recall, the lawsuits to start injury and harm and death, they are so easy, Stu. They're stupid. A high school graduate could do them if they, you know, you have to know how to use the FDA database to have the documentation, but that's why. So if we know the FDA approval happened for a vaccine and we know that these aren't vaccines and they're devices, per the submissions from Pfizer and Moderna and per the FDA classification, the ability to do a recall in lawsuits, like I said, it's so simple. It's stupid.
Okay, if it's really simple.
Read my Substack. If people read my Substack, you can't sit there. You can't deny it. I mean, I could present this to a judge. They're not vaccines. What they call a lipid is classified by the Chemical for Device and Radiological Health of the FDA as either a device or a toxin. So just because they called it a vaccine, just because they called it a lipid, the FDA themselves define it as something different. So now is the FDA going to define bioweapons as vaccines? Are they going to define smartphones as vaccines? Are we going to put our foot down and know our authority and know the truth?
Yeah, well, a human being with a penis, I consider and identify as a man. Some of them feel like they can just chop it off and then identify as something else. Just because you call it that doesn't make it anything different. These are the obey the science, trust the science crowd.
Yeah.
These are the people who have been grabbing control of our society and murdering people in the hospitals and subjecting kids to masks and taking them out of school and injecting them with bioweapons. And now that we find out these are electromagnetic fields in vaxxed people. If you have the solution, if you have the way to do this, if you have the way to start taking this thing to the next level and these lawsuits to start, is it published at KarenKingston.substack.com?
No, I mean, no, I haven't published the 50-page complaint. I mean, I'm looking. So here's the reason why I choose to. I mean, there's a lot of information there. I am willing to partner with a law firm. And before anyone judges me, make no mistake, I've been giving my stuff away for free to many attorneys, Todd Callender, Tom Renz, right? And it hasn't gone anywhere. If someone wants to partner with me as a strategic partner, just like Big Pharma and biotech would partner with me as a strategic partner to actually change perceptions and win this war, right? Then I will do it. I worked for a company that was going to be dissolved. And 3 years later, they were sold for over $1 billion to Mallinckrodt. I worked for a small company that didn't want to go against Pfizer because they were afraid, a device company. And in 18 months, we changed the therapeutic treatment algorithm.
Yeah, well, there's got to be an attorney that has some balls. So if you're an attorney out there in the Stu Peters crew, in the Stu Peters audience, however you say my name, and you want a partner and you have some balls, some testicular fortitude, you want to take it to them, get a hold of me. Get a hold of Karen Kingston. We will make this happen. I mean, we have to have at least an attorney on the face of the planet that will strategically partner with you to make this stop.
Yeah, and we don't need money to file a lawsuit either. Like, so that just means, so any funds, and I need a partner, I need investors for my fight. And that has to do with what I used to do in Big Pharma. And I'm not gonna, I have business plans to go through that. You don't need money to file a lawsuit. You just don't. It's not. You pay some filing fees. So we're not looking to raise funds. We're looking to get plaintiffs. I also already have some plaintiffs.
This is not a grift, not looking to raise funds here. We have plaintiffs. We have the data. We have the proof. We have the patents. We have the means. We have the strategy. We have the process. All we need now is an attorney, a real man on the face of the planet, or a woman, I suppose, that has some balls. That wants to partner with Karen Kingston. So if you're those people, get a hold of Karen Kingston. Or if you don't know how to get a hold, how would that attorney get a hold of you, Karen?
Go to MyFight, MIFIGHT.com. Go to MyFight, MIFIGHT.com. But please don't reach out to me until after you've read my Substack. Because when I meet with a client and I'm serious about something, I do a little research first about what we're going to talk about. So please do that and be prepared. Let's be professional.
KarenKingston.substack.com. And if you're that attorney, after you've been there and reviewed everything, please go to MyFight, MIFIGHT.com. Karen Kingston, thank you so much.
Thank you, Stu. God bless.
Are you getting sick all the time? The bioweapon boosted are breaking our immune systems. Chemtrails fill the skies. Don't fear the shedpocalypse. Destroy impurities. Protect your children with the future of air purification. TrustFilterSuck.com.
Watch how quickly our machine pulls out dust, shedding. quantum dots, mold, bacteria, viruses, anything that grandma might have brought over from Boosterville, California, we drop it down to the ground as a biologically inert substance.
Sleep easy with 24/7 protection. Get a unit for your home or the portable device to shield your kids at school. Use promo code STU for huge discounts. Filtersuck.com, your antidote against poison in the air.
So we all have that friend or that neighbor, that acquaintance that's on the health food kick. Oh my God, I'm so healthy. I follow all the recommendations. Yeah, because you're dumb and you've been lied to. Why do you think America is so obese and lazy and perpetually sick? Well, because all of these so-called health foods actually have a toxin in them. And usually that friend or that neighbor or acquaintance is a little larger, you know, large and in charge. Yeah, that's because this toxin actually adds to the waistline. You want to know what the toxin is and what foods to avoid? Go to gutcleanseprotocol.com/stew. gutcleanseprotocol.com/stew. So again, remember, get to stupeters.com right now. At the top of the page, put your email address in and be notified when that world premiere of a life-changing, world-changing, global documentary event of our generation airs Monday, November 21st, 5 p.m. Eastern, exclusively at stupeters.com. Book your personal appointment with Carlos Cortez, the chief sponsor here on The Stu Peters Show. He makes all of this possible. Book your personal appointment with a like-minded fiduciary who will actually help you through these times, not some corporate conglomerate, heavily advertised financial firm that sold out to the CCP. Go to CortezWM.com or call him in the office, 813-448-3446. I'm out of town tomorrow. You'll be in good hands with Lauren Witzke. Again, on Monday as well, important things that I need to take care of. I will be back on Tuesday as we continue right here on The Stu Peters Show. Until I see you next time, God bless you.